What's going on? Tap in with me. You know who it is. I don't need no introduction, but I'm going to introduce myself. It's the William Rutledge Podcast, baby. Special edition. What's going on today, man? Definitely want to tap in with my good people out there in the podcast land that's taking their time out to listen to me, you know? And hopefully that, you know, you're getting some motivation. You know what I'm saying? It's an uphill battle every day for all of us. For all of us, it is an uphill battle every day. Some days are better than others, while some days are probably worse than others. Let's be real and let's be honest. Let's really tap in with each other today. And let's really talk the talk. You know? I'm coming at y'all today with nothing but positivity and strength, love and light. And we're going to take this ride, literally, because I am right now in the car, heading to work. On a Tuesday, I'm going up on a Tuesday, you know, a couple days before the giving of thanks. You hear me? And we just gonna motivate one another. We gonna take it as it is. We gonna thank whoever it is that we pray to, or whatever, whoever we do or what. And we gonna make it work. All I'm asking y'all today to do is this, man. Get your water. Get whatever it is you gotta get. Get in that car today. Getting that Uber, getting the whatever it is that you're getting on the plane, the train, whatever it is that you're getting on the day. And I want you to get out there. I want you to be thankful that you got some air in your lungs today, that you can still see, you still vibrant, your heart still beating, and you just making it happen. You just making it happen, man. I get up every day, and this is not a lie, this is no BS to anybody. I get up every day, and I offer thanks. Whether it's a quick little thank you, you know, whatever the case may be, there's not a day that doesn't go by that I don't offer thanks. I'm thankful for the people in my life. I'm thankful for the people out of my life. I'm thankful for the things I do have, and I am thankful for the things I don't have, because there is all a reason behind, you know, if you had $1 million, what would you do with it? Everybody said they would pay bills, they would do this, they would do that. But everybody is not strong enough to have $1 million. It's the reason why a lot of us don't have $1 million. Now, you can wish it, will it, want it, whatever you want to call it, you know, but when you physically get something, you have to ultimately ask yourself, like, are you ready? Am I ready for this relationship? Am I ready for this friendship? Am I ready for this job? Am I ready for whatever it is I ask? If I ask for something, if I pray to God, or if I call myself manifesting and just hoping to receive something, I gotta make sure I'm ready to receive it. Because a lot of times we out here asking for stuff and praying down hard, going to church and going to the masjid and going and offering and praying. And we not once say to ourselves, all right, I know what I'm asking for, but am I really ready for this? Am I really ready for this relationship? Because I still see some discrepancies in myself that I don't like. And maybe, you know, maybe I'm not really ready. Or maybe I am ready, and I got to challenge myself a little bit more, and I got to stop capping out to the lower vibrational thoughts, you know? And at the end of the day, man, I'm going to tell y'all, man, just be who you are, love who you are, respect who you are, and like I tell myself, and I want everybody to have this mentality. You are a specific specimen, right? You're a specific individual coming from whatever it is that you pray to. I don't, you know, I can't say you came from, whether you come from you know, the physicality of you believe in God, you don't, whatever it is, right? You're special. You are special. You are radiant. You are loved. You are strong. Even when it feels like times are about to bust through your chest and boom, 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 you are the calm in the storm. I tell myself this every day because at the end of the day, I have no ego, no overconfidence. But I tell myself that there's nobody alive like me because honestly, there isn't. Not even my own kids. They may possess some of the traits, may possess some of my good. I would rather them to possess my good and none of my bad. But over the time, we create our bad. We make decisions, we have habits, things of that nature. But there's not a soul alive that can mess with me in any place, in any form or fashion. Even the greats. Because again, Michael Jordan is Michael Jordan of his own. LeBron James is LeBron James of his own. Kobe Bryant is Kobe Bryant of his own. The baseball players, the hockey players, the football players, Tom Brady is Tom Brady of his own. And well, they are the ones of their own divine makeup and whatever it is that they got going on. I am who I am of my own divine divinity. And there's nobody that can stop me. There's nobody that can get in my way. There's nobody that can outdo me when I put my mind to whatever it is I gotta do. And that's what I want all of my listeners to do today. No matter what it is, whatever it is that you feel that you are great at and what you are good at doing, I want you to take the time out right now. I want you to take the time out and ask, what am I really doing here? And what it is that I need to do to get to where I need to be. I'm going to where I need to be. I am already there. Talk to yourself in the present. I am already there. I just need to make the next best step and the next best move so that I can go ahead and get myself and place myself in position. There's not a soul. And people that know me, you know I'm not an arrogant person. I may have a little bit of an edge to me, but I'm nowhere near arrogant. I have no ego to where I am better than anybody. I just want better for myself. You know? And that goes for anybody out there. If you're struggling today, if you're feeling it today within yourself and you just like, man, I'm feeling challenged. I'm feeling like this. I'm feeling like that. Man, get up. Wipe yourself off. Brush yourself off. Whatever it is you got to do. Wipe your tears if you cried. And get to it. I look at it like, you know, most people be like, man, you know, it's competition out here. You got to think. No, it's not. It's no competition out here. And the reason why I say it's no competition out here is because I don't acknowledge it. I'm focused on bettering myself at all costs. And where the competition may fall or may lay, that's cool. If you see yourself as my competition, then you're in the wrong line of business, partner. Because I'm not competing with you. There's no need to. It's too much space out here. It's too much of everything out here for me to be competing with somebody for the same thing. It's too many lanes. Like, it's just too much. You know, it's like we can ultimately be... We could be connected, you know what I'm saying? We could be, you know, each other's, what you call that? We could be each other's, like, yo, I got your back, you got my, we could be each other's support. But as far as all that support, man, I mean, all that compete, nah, I ain't doing all that with you, bro. We ain't doing all of that. We standing up on our 10, and we getting the business. Can't nobody do it better than you, baby. Can't nobody do it better than you. If you got your mindset, now you can learn from people. You can learn from the past and people that went before you and did what they did before you. And you can learn. And then that's how you better yourself. You start to train. You start to work out. And this applies to anything. Not just sports, but you start to train. It could be for school. You can start to work out. It could be for just your health reasons. Whatever the case may be. You look yourself in the mirror today. You are your only competition. You are your only competition. And when you meet that line, man, look, be able to step over with grace and go on about your business, man. Have not a care in the world for anybody that is not going to push themselves or not going to push people around them. You have a circle of people around you. You got to push them. We got to keep going. You know, you tell me you love me. All right. But when I'm down, I need you to go ahead and be like, hey, bro, get up, man. What are you sitting here for? What are you sitting here for? All messed up and all. Nah, man. Wipe yourself off and get back to it. It's minor. It's never major. You know? Be pleased and say continue to say to yourself, I got this. Who gonna stop me? No one. Not a soul. Only person that can stop you is you. Only person that can limit your true self is you. The only person that can be a threat to oneself is you. Because the day that you feel like giving up, man, look, man, it's going to get rough. It's going to get great. It's going to get greater later, but it's going to get rough. And you're going to feel like, man, dog, bro, this is too much. I can't. Nah. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Take your time. Breathe. Get your breathing together. Just get your breathing together. Focus. Listen to the sounds around you. Feel your heart. Feel your heart pumping. And tell yourself, I got this. Tell God, I got this. Tell Allah, tell whoever it is that you got, I got this. There's nothing that can stop it. Not a sickness, not an ailment, not a way of living, not your element, your environment. None of that. Solely up to you. It is solely up to you, folks. So when you go out there today and you feeling your challenges, you in your car, and you like, man, I do not know what I'm going to do, I want you to just sit back and replay this. I want you to sit back and just gather yourself. Gather yourself and think, I got this. I got this all the way. Because you're going to be challenged. There are going to be some things that are going to knock you out. Trust me. It is up to you. You are the controller of your destiny. Make things happen. And I say that to say this. Take a long look in that mirror, right? In that mirror, look at yourself. Dash some wood on your beard and on your face, ladies, and whatever the case may be. Get some wood on your face. And tell yourself, man, I got this. I got every. You ask God, you pray, say, "Hey, look, I need your help, but I'm going, and there's nothing gonna stop me. Nothing." And to be honest with you, you don't need anything around you to really center yourself and know, like, you know what, I got this. I pray, but you know what? I gotta go out here and get it. I gotta make sure these folks understand who I am. Cause I know who, you know, I know who I am, right? But I gotta make sure these folks understand that I'm not playing. I'm not for no games. When I walk and I'm in my element, I'm not the toughest person in the world. I'm not a gangster. I'm not a thug. I'm none of the sort. But when I step through a room, you know who the alpha is. You gotta speak loud. You ain't gotta do all that. Be quiet. Get in attack mode. And attack mode is not always trying to, you know, hurt someone like that. Attack mode is getting ready to go ahead and get that degree. Attack mode is getting ready to go ahead and kill that job you about to do today. You about to go out, you about to speak to some students, you about to knock it out the park. That's what I mean by attack mode. Not attacking somebody physically, but you attacking your goals physically. Ain't no stopping. And can't nobody defeat me. And like I said, those, you know, y'all know I'm not egotistical. I'm not a person that's arrogant. I'm not like that. When I know my strengths and I overpower my weaknesses, and I know what God has brought me through, and I know what He's told me, and I know what was shown to me, I know what was taken away from me, but I still stay resilient, I still stay strong. Not a person alive. Not the number one motivational speakers or none of that. I'm coming for all of that. That's cool and it sounds good. ET, it sounds good, but I'm the number one motivational speaker in the world. That's what I'm continuing to tell myself. Tell yourself, I'm the number one teacher in the world. I'm the number one engineer in the world. You have to have the strength and the ability to be like, you know what? Even when you feel like you're not, you got to still believe in your heart that you are. To the point where that overpowers any negative thoughts you got in your head. God has removed negative people out of my life and kept good people in. So far as people, I've said, God, just keep the real ones around me and let the other ones go. People have removed themselves. Some people have stayed. I don't count no losses. Lesson learned. You got to see people for who they really are. Some people are hiding behind whatever it is they're hiding. You don't need a mask on to hide. Be who you are. Be comfortable with who you are. Be strong and be in good nature and be blessed with who you are. Know that you are one of one. I say that to say this, and I hope that everybody that's listening today, tomorrow, next week, next year, next month, I hope that you guys have nothing but the greatest of strength, the greatest of love surrounded. I hope that you guys feel love, feel strength and abundance. I hope that you guys are focused on your dreams and your goals, because no goal is too big to dream of. Don't put no limits on your goals. Don't put no limits on nothing. And keep pushing. I send you grace, I send love, I send authenticity and positivity. Excuse me, to everybody listening. Check us out. Check us out. Check us out. William Rutledge Podcast. Peace.